With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The addition of two new accessible bathrooms will make life more comfortable for residents of Hillsview Acres. The province provided $98,000 to build one new washroom upstairs and one new downstairs. Region of Queens met in camera at their last meeting to consider a $158,000 tender from Rick Jack Construction to complete the work. Mayor Darlene Norman says council made the unusual move of rejecting the request for proposals bid, opting instead to complete the renovations using municipal staff.
It could be a mixture of in-house people. It could be a mixture of sourcing it out to various subcontractors. But it basically means that we now take the lead.
Staff did a review and determined the renovations could be completed internally for a cost much closer to the $98,000 allocated by the province.
Adam Grant, Director of Engineering and Works, will take the lead on that. And it may not all be done in-house, but we will find a way to get that done.
The provincial government also recently announced spending of $96.5 million to either upgrade or replace several long-term care homes across Nova Scotia. Health Minister Zach Churchill told QCCR it is quite likely both Queens Manor and Hillsview Acres will be replaced under this funding. The washrooms will make Hillsview Acres more comfortable for residents while the new building is completed. Norman says there's no timetable for the washrooms to be built, but she would like to have it done as quickly as possible, as there are currently 8 residents sharing one washroom. She says despite the fact the building is scheduled to be replaced, it still needs to be livable in the meantime.
It's people's homes.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.